All right, we're back, Redskins Nation, presented by Crop Metcalf, Larry Michael. Part two of our interview with former Virginia Governor George Allen. And get to the stadium early, folks. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. At around 12:35 on Sunday, the parade is going to happen at 10:45, but the introduction of over 150 Redskins alums will take place. And your era, where would you say was your era, your dad, when he was here? I mean, what were you doing back then? Were you like Bruce in the locker room?
No, I'm older than Bruce, although I don't look it. Those days I was at the University of Virginia, played quarterback there, then on the rugby team when I was in law school, and then was a law clerk for a judge in Southwest Virginia after that. So the 1970s was the over-the-hill gang. The future is now time. And I tried to get it to as many games as possible and have a lot of great memories of that team that came in. And my father said the future is now, because the Redskins had not been in the playoffs since the 1940s. And they had such a loyal fan base, but even though the team wasn't winning. And so they brought together a group of players, some who were here, many who were traded for, from the Rams.
The Ramskins, as
but
they were known.
But you had Ron McDowell from Buffalo, sure. and let's see, Roy Jefferson from, I think he was with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And other players, Joe Theismann, getting Theismann in. Theismann was with the Toronto Argonauts, property of the Miami Dolphins. And then Billy Kilmer was with the Saints. And so Mark Mosley was out of football and came back in. The last team he was with was the Oilers. So it was a great conglomeration of people from all over that came together as a team and started the winning tradition for the Redskins.
I know you're going to be busy on Sunday, but if you were able to be at FedEx Field, who are some of the all-time greats that you'd like to shake hands with? I know you have a connection with that over-the-hill gang, guy like Billy Kilmer and those guys, but let us know, who are some of your favorite all-time Redskins?
Well, Billy Kilmer's one of them. He's a longtime friend. Ron McDowell's another. Pat Fisher.
Dancing Bear.
The Dancing Bear. Pat Fisher, Charlie Taylor, Roy Jefferson, Mark Mosley, Joe Theismann, Sonny Jurgensen. There's so many of them. Kenny Houston. Larry Brown, when I was governor, I appointed Larry Brown to the George Mason University Board of Visitors. And there's just so many of them from those days. And it was so close. It's like a family. You're asking me to choose about which one of your cousins or uncles the best. You like them all. And in each and every one of them, there's various memories. I think, you know, Robert Griffin's run, that great run that he made to win the game against Minnesota, will come down as one of the great plays in history. I'll always remember Billy Kilmer's pass on New Year's Eve, the championship game against the Dallas Cowboys, on the long pass on the right
side.
It was Mark
Washington, like Superman.
Yeah, straight out and going past him. Kenny Houston's tackle of Walt Garrison against the Cowboys was just, I was on the sideline, so you don't have the same sort of depth perception that you would have up in the box. And it seemed like minutes. Is he going to hold him? Is he going to keep him out? And that was a great play. When the Redskins went out to L.A. that first year and won a Monday night football game that put the Redskins in the playoffs against the Rams, many of the players my father had coached, there was so much emotion to that game. That was a great game to remember as well. And my father's 100th win in a Monday night game up in Philadelphia, where Dave Butts, who's another one that I remember, had caused a fumble. Brad Dusick picked it up and scored right before the half, and all the Eagles fans are booing their own team. And
good.
And so there's just a lot of great memories with some really great players, but folks with a lot of character too.
Well, if that doesn't psych you up to get there early to see these alums introduced, and one of them is Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones is of all the players my father coached, because he knew us from the Rams to the Redskins. And Deacon, we all of us call Deacon either big brother or his oldest brother.
I know you're tight.
Our sister, Jennifer, named her second child Deacon.
Really?
And Deacon berated her because she named her first one Roman, after Roman Gabriel. He said, what do you mean naming a kid after a quarterback? Your father was a defensive coach. So she named her second kid Deacon. And so Deacon's a special guy, and I'll always remember that. He made an extra point and hit the upright, banged on in, and won the game. It was 42-0 against the Chicago Bears.
That.
in 1974, I believe it was, and he had a square toe shoe, and he threatened to kick Joe Theismann with the ball through the uprights with Deacon's way of saying things.
Well, it's great.
Is Deacon coming?
Deacon is coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Deacon is
coming. It's just the greatest defensive end in all history.
Yeah, and, you know, if they kept sack totals, he'd be number one.
Yep, he sure would be.
Governor, good luck in everything you do. You're very much welcome on Redskins Nation anytime you're in town. And thank you for this pep talk for Alumni Weekend, because you got me fired up.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend, and the best thing we can do for the alumni is make sure the Redskins win.
Hail to the Redskins. Thank you, Governor Allen.
Thank you.